Welcome to another episode of the Ancient Egyptian History Podcast. Today we have an exciting and intriguing subject to delve into. We'll be unpacking the intricate tapestry of ancient Egyptian masculinity and exploring the societal norms and symbolic representations that helped to shape it. So let's set sail down the Nile into a time long past as we unravel this fascinating aspect of ancient Egypt. The concept of masculinity is not simply about biological sex. It's a complex social construct encompassing behaviors, languages, and practices that a society associates with males. And in ancient Egypt, this construct was vividly expressed through symbols, rituals, and societal norms. A striking example of this symbolic representation is found in the ancient Egyptian word for male, te, which interestingly concludes with a hieroglyph depicting an erect phallus. This symbol, far from being merely a graphic representation, was integral to the idea of masculinity, linked with male regeneration and the perpetuation of life. Now let's imagine what it was like to be an ideal Egyptian man. Picture someone with authority and respectability, immaculately dressed in white linen, clean-shaven, and radiating an aura of competence. The portrayal of oneself was crucial to earning respect and recognition in ancient Egypt. In fact, men were usually depicted with darker skin, larger proportions, and holding symbols of power. These depictions highlight the patriarchal nature of the society and the high expectations placed on men as leaders and decision makers. But these depictions weren't just reflections of societal norms. They were actively propagated by rulers to serve their specific agendas. As historian Ellen Morris posits, rulers would promote ideals of bravery to foster support during wars, but once peace was achieved, these same ideals of masculinity could become sources of disruption. Now, let's turn to the interesting interplay between masculinity and sexuality. Ancient Egyptian artifacts provide intriguing insights into this relationship. Take, for instance, the fowling in the marshes scene from the tomb chapel of Nebamun. Initially, it appears to be just a depiction of hunting in the marshes, but a closer look reveals an erotic undertone, pointing to a complex layering of masculinity in ancient Egyptian culture. And we mustn't overlook the Turin Papyrus, a tantalizing artifact that offers a fresh perspective on sexual encounters in ancient Egypt. While it gives us a glimpse into the explicit scenes of sexual encounters, what's truly fascinating is its departure from the typical representations of male sexuality, hinting at a fluidity in the portrayals of masculinity and sexuality. In ancient Egyptian society, masculinity was not only tied to individual roles, but also to broader environmental processes. The annual inundation, a vital event for their agriculture, was perceived as a masculine entity. This phallocentric view underscores the perceived power and centrality of males, not just in biological reproduction, but in the environmental processes crucial for their survival. Finally, we come to the role of the penis in ancient Egyptian masculinity. It was a potent symbol of masculinity, yet its representation in artwork was notably selective and often limited to divine entities. It seems plausible that the non-erect penis may have been a distinctive marker to differentiate the societal hierarchy. As we've seen, the ancient Egyptian concept of masculinity was a complex, multifaceted cultural phenomenon, woven with notions of power, dominance, and strength. It offers valuable insights into the fluid and layered construction of manhood that resonates beyond the banks of the Nile. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the past. We hope you enjoyed today's exploration into masculinity in ancient Egypt. If you did, tell your friends about it, and don't forget to subscribe. As always, we look forward to bringing you more tales from the sands of time on the next episode of the Ancient Egyptian History Podcast. Until then, stay curious.